When Converge Gallery opened in 2011 in downtown Williamsport, it wasn't backwards in being forward. Over the years, it conveyed an energy and confidence that inspired confidence in the artists whose work it displayed. The gallery showed the work of emerging and notable mid-career artists, featuring contemporary art in all mediums and genres. The Converge Gallery always had a progressive spark, so those who visited downtown Williamsport on a regular basis weren't in the least surprised when informed that less than a decade later, Converge was pivoting into a new world. A name change, a more complex relationship with local art, but the same progressive spark. Converge is leaving Williamsport, but in name only, and re-emerging as Arthouse Projects, a 501c3 non-profit art hub. The current exhibition at Arthouse Projects showcases a few pieces from each of the 7 planned exhibitions for 2018. Exhibitions for this year include Transformations, which is a dual exhibition by Kurt Herman and Tom Zweck, highlighting the work and influence of mutual mentor Bill Foster. Under Pressure, a group printmaking exhibition with hands-on demonstrations. Trophic Eggs, a solo exhibition by Mark Lofney. Techni, the annual juried exhibition examining art and science. A Diary of Bodily Pain by Zeitgeist winner Frank Locke. Notes from the Underground, a group exhibition examining art communities curated by Johnny Romeo, and Keystone, a showcase of Pennsylvania contemporary artists. This group exhibition exemplifies the gallery mission of making contemporary artwork accessible to those in central Pennsylvania. John Yogodinsky of Arthouse Projects came into the WVIA Williamsport studio to speak about this new direction for the gallery, formerly known as Converge.
Converge Galleries no more, and really it's funny because I think we have conversations around Johnny Romeo, and it was sort of Johnny and I's idea of, with all the community events that we've been doing and the outreach and the public mural and things like that, when I told Johnny, hey, I'm thinking about going nonprofit, he's like, is Converge a limiting name for what you're trying to do? And, you know, we thought about it and we were traveling around and I'm throwing names out. And the name Art House sort of came trying to phrase words, is it available? And the neat thing about Art House is it's kind of reminiscent of Bauhaus, the school. And we're trying to throw a little bit more education in a lot of our exhibits. So to me, Art House Project, it's more than just a gallery. It's more than just what's on the walls. It's the experience. It's the things we can do outside the gallery. And I'm hoping that the community will keep coming and supporting. And who knows what the future holds. I mean, it's the same space, just different name, different approach, and a lot more opportunities and a lot more energy with what we're trying to do.
What sort of differences will we notice?
Well, I think the first year, because we're just getting our feet wet, it's going to be a little bit of the same. But what I'm trying to do, and you know, the word projects, it's all about, I'm treating each show like a project. Obviously, we have the work on display, but I'm trying to do interactive exhibits or demonstrations or workshops or something that people can take away outside of the opening night, that, you know, they might learn something new. Or actually for the opening, we are doing a fundraiser where we're printing t-shirts, but you can actually watch the t-shirt get made. So you come to the table, pick out your size, pick out your color, and we've got a live feed of our press upstairs where you can see your shirt get made. So it's a little bit more educational, a little more hands-on. I think the sky's the limit in terms of what we can do to make art less static, more interactive.
Those of us who love art that's on your walls, will there be no more art on the walls then?
No, there'll continue to be art on the walls. It's just, I think the walls are kind of growing where, you know, we have more things happening and it's not so much you just look at that piece. You might be able to interact with it, or, you know, I want hands-on workshops. And there's, you know, even some special events we're trying to throw around and firm up details for, but I want to do a 5K run for the arts. And that'll be the start of our scholarship program for the arts. We can do fun little finger painting activities. Maybe it's a color run. We're just throwing around ideas. And I think the really cool thing about us going nonprofit is the energy of my staff. And they're like, hey, let's try this. Hey, let's do this. I'm considering Art House the rebirth or the next phase in the Williamsport art scene. Because, you know, back 6.5 years ago, we were the only game in town, and that was exciting. From that, there's Lycoming College moved their gallery downtown. Judy Olinsky has Gallery 425. There's a lot more art-related businesses on 4th Street, and that's great, but it sort of dilutes, like, what's the next big thing? So I'm hoping with us going nonprofit, we're able to elevate what we're doing. So it's not, like, I hate saying it, but, you know, it's not just art on the walls. It's the experience of the art.
You have a very good point. Art on the walls seems to be happening everywhere, which is absolutely wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
But you're striking out and giving us more than that.
Yeah. And really the other thing, too, is I think First Friday has grown and blossomed into this event where you can't physically see and do everything that's being promoted. I'm here 6 days a week. So I want to bring more people out for, you know, things like spoken word or if we do an artist talk or, you know, like for we have a printmaking show, which is our, I think, third show of the year. I want to have demonstrations or like a take and make workshop where, you know, you get to see what a woodcut print is and how that works or how silk screening works and understand the process. And some of this thinking actually, I want to say maybe 2.5-3 years ago, I was really moved by a show down at the Lord Dagenstein Gallery called Victory for a Dime. And the show was all about World War II era comics, and there wasn't anything original, like there were no original comic books or anything, but it was just printouts, and it really talked about a bunch of different dialogues of here's when Captain America broke, and here's all the Captain America spoofs, or here's racial stereotypes that were being portrayed as propaganda, and it was a really interesting kind of moving show. I'm like, man, that would be great to do at Converge, but that would be such a huge risk for me to do just because it's like a museum, but there's nothing for sale. There's no overall outcome. But I was like, let me put that in the back of my mind and maybe someday we can do something like that.
You have a new exhibition. Tell us about that.
That show is called New Beginnings, and it's sort of our little preview show for the year. So you're going to see a sampling of all the 7 other exhibitions. It's a taste of. So there's like 2 pieces from each artist, and we're going to have the calendars available for people to take home, throw on their refrigerators. And you can be like, oh, I can't wait for this show, or this one intrigues me a little bit. Let me do some research. And hopefully by the opening, our new website will be launched, and you'll be really immersed in all the different things that we have scheduled and lined up.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
The sky's the limit.
Absolutely.
And I know that you'll be very, very successful as you were with Converge. So we're not saying goodbye. We're saying hello to a whole new, it's like, Converge had babies.
Yes. Well, projects makes it plural. So. But yeah, I'd like to, what we're trying to do, I want it to reach out to the streets, and there might be street fairs or, you know, other collaborations that we couldn't have done as Converge.
So do you encourage artists to come and talk to you about their work and to come and bring ideas to the table?
Yeah, I think this year is like an open book. I'm going to learn what's available, what opportunities exist, and what really the community wants. As we kept going on with the gallery, it became more of a community space, and we have a nice little loyal following where it's nice to see familiar faces, but we always welcome new, and I'm not opposed to new ideas and thinking outside the box, because really anything creative we can do should hopefully develop the art scene to the next art scene 2.0. if you will.
How can we get in touch with you? You have a website.
Yep.
That's being renewed, and I know you're on Facebook. Tell us a bit about
yep.
those.
So the website is arthouseprojects.com, and we're on Facebook and Instagram. For Facebook, I think it's just facebook.com/arthouseprojectspa. Instagram is just arthouseprojects. So we're always on social media, and phone number, email, and all that will be on the website.
John Yogodinsky of Art House Projects. New Beginnings, the inaugural exhibition of the newly formed Art House Projects, runs until February the 10th at Art House Projects, formerly Converge Gallery, in downtown Williamsport. Art House Projects is located at 140 West 4th Street in Williamsport and is open Monday through Thursday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Friday, Saturdays from 11 to 5. For more information on this non-profit art space, please visit www.arthouseprojects.com, arthouse spelt A-R-T-H-A-U-S, arthouseprojects.com. Thank you very much to John Jogodinsky of Arthouse Projects.
And thanks to you, Fiona Powell, WVIA's Williamsport producer. And we visited the Arthouse Projects website, and note that the spoken word series is continuing September to May, the second Friday of each month. Sign-ups start at 6:30 in the evening, and everything gets underway formally at 7 o'clock, runs from 7 to 9. It's a simple setup, according to John. We turn on the mic and ask those interested in reading poetry, prose, freestyle verse, dramatic reading, stand-up comedy, and more to keep it under 5 minutes, and you're welcome if you'd just like to listen. The January spoken word event will feature Josh Petro, and it's Friday, January 12th, so it's this Friday, beginning at 7 with a sign-up period getting underway at 6:30. For more information on the web, arthouseprojects.com, and house is the German spelling, H-A-U-S, arthouseprojects.com.